I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ukraine will receive a new batch of military aid from France even as the Russian invasion grinds on. Ukrainians are weary after 2 years of war, and TWR's Olenka Stevenson says,
everybody on the team knows somebody who either died in the war, was raped or tortured. People are posed to danger daily, and our colleagues, they're in touch daily with those people and living it with them.
TWR and its partners recently hosted a retreat for Ukraine team members and their families.
This was their first vacation in 2 years, ever since the war started. It was in a mountain area resort where they could just switch off for a few days and be recharged.
Pray this retreat will empower the team to keep producing biblical content that draws people to the hope of Christ. And India is full of people like Rafaz.
Not only was he committed to his idols, but he was against Jesus. He stood against Christian pastors and all the work that they did.
Regan Miller with Mission India says Rafaz was so committed to his idol worship that
he wouldn't cut his hair or his mustache because he considered it an offering to his gods. So he had really long hair, really long mustache.
The Lord hears your prayers for people like Rafaz. One day, Rafaz heard the gospel, gave his life to Christ, and everything changed.
As a sign of receiving Christ and leaving his idols, he actually cut his hair and his mustache.
Praise God for this transformation, but don't stop praying for those who still need access to the gospel. Next month, Mission India is offering a prayer guide focused on the 10 days leading up to Pentecost Sunday.
Pentecost Sunday lines right up on the same day as the International Day for the Unreached this year, which is May 19th.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.